to walk with God, you must be a lover of knowledge. If you don't love knowledge, it will be difficult to walk with God. So there must be a deep love for the knowledge of God and the search for the right knowledge of God to be able to walk with God. But in searching for the right knowledge to walk with God, there must be a caution so that you are not introduced to another knowledge that can also lead you astray. So the desire for the knowledge of God must be your drive. Yearn to know God and to walk with God. So you cannot walk with God without knowledge. But we must be guided to the right knowledge to walk with God. I see you walking with God. In the name of Jesus.
Now, your word in season.
Hallelujah. Shortly, let's get into the word of God and be blessed. I pray that the Lord helps us. Amen. Last week, we started discussing walking with God. I pray in your generation, you'll be known as one that walked with God. Not as one that just had money. You can have money and not walk with God. So many people have money, they don't walk with God. They have nothing to do with God. The fact is that if wanting to get money is what inspires you to want to walk with God, you have already failed. You can get money without walking with God. There are so many people who have money. I mean, they got money, but they don't walk with God. I pray that in our generation, we will be known as lawyers that walked with God. Amen. Doctors that walked with God. Caterers that walked with God. Amen. Bankers that walked with God. Amen. Politicians that walked with God. Amen. Fashion designers that walked with God. Amen. Whatever profession or field or career you find yourself, may it be said that you walked with God. Amen. Walked with God. Police officers that walked with God. Amen. Immigration officers that walked with God. Soldiers that walked with God. Amen. Amen. So we want to learn from the word of God, how do we walk with God? How to walk with God? Last week we learned from the life of Enoch. The Bible says, and Enoch walked with God. He walked with God. I brought an important thing to our minds, that the material for which we walk with God, where we learn from, our material, our resource is the Bible as children of God. But then, there are books that the scriptures make reference to. When you talk about books, you can talk about many, many books. But I said we should exercise caution and discretion in referencing extra-biblical texts. I told you it's an intellectual thing I was presenting. Because in your journey of walking with God, you will come across several knowledges. Knowledge from several regions appealing to you that it is God they are showing you, but by the time you realize, you have missed it. So stay with the Bible, okay? But then we can pick some few things from the text that the biblical text make reference to. And last week I showed you some few things from the book of Jasher concerning Enoch, all right? I would not be reading so much from the extra biblical text so that you will not be choked. You know, I said the Bible is a perfect guide. It's a perfect guide. I tell you, the more you stay with the Bible, the more effective you will become in your walk with God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Beautiful. But it was important. Enoch walked with God. Enoch walked with God. And we saw how he walked with God. Number one, how did he walk with God? He served God. He served the Lord. So the first question is, if we want to walk with God, there must be service we are rendering to God. What are you doing? They have a saying, they say service to God is service to mankind, right? Service to mankind is service to God, isn't it?
Yes.
Come on, talk to me. Service to God is service to mankind. Or service to mankind is service to God. Service to mankind is service to God, isn't it? Service to mankind is service to God. So some people say, no, once I'm doing it for mankind, I'm doing it for God, isn't it?
Yes.
Not all service to mankind is service to God. Please, no. There are services to mankind that is not service to. An example is coming to my mind that is very weird. I won't present it. No, I won't present it. But obviously, when you know God, you will end up blessing men Because you see, what is the essence of knowing God, working with God, and it doesn't have an effect on men? So when we look at the life of Enoch, he served God. So his service to the Lord, you saw that he became an avenue through which men were blessed. So may your venture bless men as you walk with God. We need doctors that walk with God. Because there are situations you will realize that the doctor must know God to help. I tell you. When everything fails, when even everything is working well, the way the doctors meet situations, we need doctors who know God to encourage the others. I'm serious. Thank God I didn't become a doctor, because I don't know how I would have survived in the hospital. The things they see. And nurses too. I always pray for those in the medical field. They are doing well. When you see a problem a doctor must solve, you must pray. Because this is a problem the person can't solve, but brings it to the doctor to solve. And if the doctor misses it an inch, the person dies. And the doctor will be blamed one way or the other for killing the person. And you realize that, look, it's dicey situations. Look, close your eyes for 1 minute. Father, help doctors and nurses in the medical field. Mercy and grace, let it always be on them to help those in need. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen.
Hi. I know your field is also important, but you see, I know your field is important. Please. Yes. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So walking with God. Enoch walked with God. He served God. He despised the evil ways of men. Hey. The world is growing increasingly wicked. Increasingly wicked. The wicked, evil ways of men. Men are finding wicked ways of doing things all the time. It's in every field. It's in every field. And he says, and his soul was wrapped up in the instructions of the Lord. May that be your testimony.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Today, let's just add a bit more to it. Just give me your ears for just some few minutes, okay? Please, just for about 20 minutes. Pray for me. Pray for me that I can fulfill my word. So last week, we got to know that to walk with God, knowledge is vital. For we must be a people of knowledge. We must love knowledge if we want to walk with God. The other thing that is very important is experience. So it is not just knowledge, but experience also. Experience in walking with God. What knowledge will bring to you is wisdom and understanding. Knowledge will bring to you what? Wisdom and understanding in walking with God. All right? Wisdom and understanding. Then experience is what we would call visitations and encounters. Visitations and what? Encounters. Every single person seated here, you must have a personal visitation from God. Personal encounters with God. You're speaking of knowing and walking with God should not only be from the one that the man of God tells you. You must get to the place where there are experiences you have yourself, where you can say, I have experiences that tells me God is with me. I'm walking with God. It's important. It's important. That is why a fulfilled promise is God's visitation. A fulfilled promise. So for example, God has promised you that you will have a house. When you finally see the house, that is the visitation of God. Praise God.
Praise God.
Yeah. A man that finds a wife, finds a good thing, and he obtains favor with God. So some people have not yet received the visitation of God in the area of marriage yet. That word has, that promise. So a fulfilled promise is God's visitation. So you will have a car. You won't mind me. Oh, you don't have a car.
Amen.
A nice car for that matter.
Amen.
Look, please. A good guy is good, though. Please. Look, I've ridden cars. I feel God more now that I drive a good car. Look, those days that I was feeling God over, the heat, sometimes the heat alone can make you meditate right. But also, having a good car doesn't, it's not a proof that you are working with God. What I'm just saying is that it's good. It's a good thing. You see, AC makes you think better. Oh, so please, what I'm saying is like you don't agree with what I'm saying. When there's air condition, you can think better. It helps you arrange your thoughts. You see, when there's heat, you can't think. Too much heat, you realize that. Too much pressure. You are sweating. You are... Anyway, so to walk with God, you need experience. Experiences of your own. And that is what I'm praying to God for you today. You will have experiences, you can, encounters you can point to. This and this and this. And then when they are fulfilled promises, you say, this is God's visitation. Don't look at that nice thing that has come and say that, oh, it would have come anyway. No, God has visited you. For if some received children and it was God's visitation, yours may not be that you were expecting a child, but expecting something else. Am I communicating at all? So somebody's visa is God's visitation. It's God's visitation. God has visited him. Somebody winning election is God's visitation. I prophesy every one of you will live in your own house. And in that day, when you are in your hall, you will turn 360 and say, this is God's visitation. So, in walking with God, knowledge is vital. Knowledge brings you what? Then experiences are what? Encounters. There is no man that walked with God who didn't have a personal encounter. There is no man that also walked with God who didn't have revelation knowledge that provided wisdom and what? Understanding. These are key to walk effectively with God on this earth. But I'm adding just a small detail today, then we are gone. Simple truth, but profound. Now, there is the human responsibility in walking with God. Then there's the divine responsibility, that is God's responsibility towards man, to enable man to walk with him. I pray that when you get this today, you can put the pieces together from last week. Then we continue from next week. What is man's responsibility? Now, to understand the responsibility of man in walking with God, you must first understand that God, he specializes in hiding himself from man. He hides himself. So he must be sought for. Not that he's not there, but he doesn't just reveal himself just to everybody. His presence is so precious. The fact is that his attributes, which defines him, his attributes, his presence, his omnipotency, his omniscience, all his attributes are so dear that it does not just manifest through just anybody. That was his intention, but man neglected it and sinned and threw it away. All right? But then when one comes into Christ now, understand this, as much as you have received Christ and received the Holy Spirit into your heart, you must understand that side of God. He hides himself, so he must be sought for. He must be sought for. He is a God that hideth himself. Though he wants himself to be known, he wants you to walk with him. Come on. He hides himself. Your responsibility is to seek, to search. To seek, to search. Let's read Isaiah 45. I think verse 15. Let's read it. That in your workplace, they will know this is a man that walks with God. When the doctors are in trouble, they say, call doctor. Then they mention you and they say, call doctor. Why? Because they know you walk with God. When you appear there, God has appeared. You bring the attributes of God to bear in the place. Because you walk with God. Is somebody here? Verily, thou art a God that hideth. He hides himself. He's there, pow. He's there. Not that he's lost. So we don't seek God because he's lost. We don't search for God because he is lost. But he doesn't just reveal himself. He intentionally, so that it will take a hunger and a thirst to reach him. All right? He says, verily, thou art a God that hideth thyself. You hide yourself. O God of Israel, the Savior, he hides himself. He specializes in that. So you must have a hunger, and that's what I pray for you today. There should be a hunger and a thirst to know him. To know him. When you begin to know him, what will happen? Wisdom and understanding will be delivered. Then, not just to know him, but also to have what? An experience, an encounter and a visitation. One thing that gives me confidence for what I'm doing are the personal encounters I had with God. Personal encounters. I'll never forget. On the early morning of 27th of January, 2004 into 2005, I had an encounter. I saw sheep. Hey! I was in a cold place in the United Kingdom, hiding in a farmhouse. I lived with a white family. And they lived on a farm, so they were in a farmhouse. It was a small village in Upton, called a place called Upton. Very cold. Then I caught a vision. But the vision just didn't come. There had been a preceding hunger and thirst to know God. I felt like I was washing my feet with my socks on. Do you understand? I was doing everything, but it was like, I don't find fulfillment. What is this? Then I started to fast and to pray. 21-day fasting and prayer. I must see something. Then, an encounter. Boom. But preceding that time, a hunger and a thirst. Fasting prayer. Couldn't sleep. All the time praying. I entered that little room. I start praying. Lift up my hands. Start praying. What was that? Though I had knowledge, there had to be an encounter, an experience. When you have certain experiences, nobody can dissuade you from walking with God. Am I communicating? Oh. When I saw that, and the sheep turned into people, then I heard him say, speak. When I started speaking, streams of water gushed out. Anybody that was sick, had a problem, it touched the person got healed. That was what gave birth to this church. That vision, that encounter. That encounter. You see, I had ambition. I wanted to be the youngest IGP in Ghana. That was my ambition. I wanted to be IGP. I loved the forces. That was my vision. That was my ambition. I had applied to Thames Valley University in London and I had admission. I had gone to meet the international board. Everything was set. But still, I felt very uncomfortable. Lord, I must know more. I must know more. After that experience, I said, I'm coming back to Ghana. Oh, yeah, Ghana straight. I was described as a foolish man. You see, you may never understand how somebody is following God until you have an experience yourself. Can you just imagine? You are rearing your father-in-law's sheep. Now business is booming. And you come one day to your father-in-law and say, I saw a burning bush. It was not burning. When I went, God spoke to me from the bush. And he says, I should go back to Egypt, where they are looking for you to kill you. It is an encounter that gives you a boldness that nothing can describe. An encounter. Only knowledge was not enough for Moses. Moses needed an encounter. And when he had that encounter, oh boy, he went to the same place they wanted to kill him. And he killed them. He defeated them in that sense. Encounters. Oh, I pray for encounters that will make you know that you are indeed walking with God. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Every man who has truly walked with God on earth is a man of knowledge and a man of experience. Man of experience. In Jeremiah 29, I hope you are here. Oh, Jeremiah 29. So I have something to tell you this morning. So when troubles come, sometimes the experience will be in a troubling time. For in what time would Daniel know that indeed God was with him? You see, Daniel was not only walking with God based on knowledge. He had wisdom and understanding. But now, there was a season of Daniel's life that a certain experience made everybody shut up. Though it was a trying moment that looked like he was going to be destroyed, but it was in that moment that he had his greatest encounter. Am I communicating? What about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? Hey! Gaga, 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 gaga. I read a book. It really helped me. I'm recommending it to you. Find it and read it. Delivered Through Rain. A family that were in Liberia when the war broke out and how God saved them. Delivered Through Rain. You keep the title in your heart. Go and find it. I hope you love reading. If you don't love reading, you are in trouble. You must love reading. Please, love reading more than Gobe. Love reading. Delivered Through Rain. So irrespective of the problems you are going through, I prophesy, may there be an encounter in that situation. That will make you know, indeed, I am walking with God. So experience. I said Jeremiah, right? Let's read Jeremiah. Jeremiah 29. Let's start from verse number 11. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Then shall ye call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. And ye shall seek me and find me, when ye shall search for me with all your heart. So the question is God lost? That now you have to search for him. He is not lost, but his being with you, you walk with God and you experience him in depths and heights. That means in dimensions. So, there's a certain level you know God. It may not be enough in the next 2 years. In the next 5 years. You must get deeper with him. You must get stronger in him. And every level demands that you know and have experience. Am I communicating?
Yes.
So it calls for a searching of him, a thirst and a hunger. I want to know you more. So all by yourself, not when we have declared it in church, all by yourself, you say, I want to know. I want to change levels. For 5 days, I am doing 6 to 3. I want to change levels. I'm now going to put together a prayer schedule for myself. From 2 a.m., I will pray for 30 minutes or 1 hour. What is that? What is that? It is not a corporate action. It is a personal attitude you develop because you want to search him out more, right? So now, I want to spend more time in the scriptures. Hey, people of God, I want to spend more time in the scriptures. What attitude is that? It is stirring up a thirst and a hunger to know him more, not just by knowledge, but also to have what? Experiences. I pray for you. There must be experiences. Look, a miracle, a certain miracle in a certain dimension, it's an experience that will make you ever know that God is with you. Huh? I don't know what you're expecting, but you must have some experiences. Working with God. Working with God. Knowledge and. But what would let this happen? There must be this hunger and thirst for seeking Him, for searching for Him. So please, you that are into any field, that you say that you don't have time, please listen to me. Look at somebody and ask the person, do you have time? Do you have time? On this earth, we don't have time for anything. We make time for them. We make time for them. Let walking with God, knowing Him and having an experience with Him, be your number one priority. Listen, that will be your insurance when a flood comes. Whether we like it or not, the earth is growing increasingly wicked. And there are periodic judgments and things on the earth. Look, economic hardship sometimes is judgment. Not just mismanagement of leaders. Sometimes businesses not working well. The same way Enoch walked with God, his great-grandson, who was called Noah, you know, Mahalalel, gave birth to who? Jared. Jared gave birth to Enoch. Enoch gave birth to Methuselah. Methuselah gave birth to Lamech. Lamech gave birth to Noah. Hey! Have you seen your Bible? It's... Somebody said Lamech gave birth to Abraham. No. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Have you seen how people are getting first class? All right. So Mahalalel, okay. Then Jared, Enoch, Methuselah, okay. Lamech, Noah. All right?
Yes.
Genesis 5 is there. Okay. Now, the Bible speaks of Noah, and he says, Noah to walk with God. Take note of something. Whatever you are involved in, your career, whatever, what would give you the security in your age is your walk with God. Every other thing may make you sink. In Noah's day, every evil thing that we see today, it was in Noah's day too. Jesus speaks of Noah's day. He says people were eating and drinking. They were being given in marriage. So people loved marriage more than walking with God. I pray if you're a young lady here and you are not married, be walking with God. God will give you marriage. Don't be looking for a husband, and that is the reason why you want to walk with God. So a lot of prayer meetings are, Lord, my marriage, oh, Father, let a man like me. Listen to me, like God. Like God. And as you like God and dig deeper into God, He will make you so attractive, you will attract a man who also fears and honors and like and walk with God. But if you are just crying for a man, look, some men are demons. You may cry for a man and get a man, and you will regret ever forgetting that man. Where did we meet? I mean, what is all this? And if you're a man too, you can meet a woman. And for the rest of your life, you will be crying. You've not met men who are crying, eh? Because they got married to a certain woman. Look at somebody and say, seek God. Hallelujah. So, he says, search for me. Seek me. You'll find me. Seek me. We are admonished to seek Him. I pray that you will not ignore the promptings that comes to you in seeking him. After today, I have prayed for you, and my heart desire, you will see that there's a tap. Pray. Praying is not natural. So when you are beckoned to pray and there's this desire, know that he wants you to come near. He wants to show you something. He wants to walk with you in a higher dimension. Am I communicating?
Yes.
When he taps you, say, look, get into the Bible. Get to know more of the Bible. He's drawing you closer. So know it. Your responsibility is to stir the hunger and thirst and to search for him. How do you search for him? We don't search for him running on mountains. Though sometimes there's a feeling that when you get to a mountain, you are closer to him. But obviously, you know that God is spirit. He's not living on a mountain. But then, some mountains are holy. When you get onto certain mountains, there is the conditioning of the atmosphere that helps you contact God. A mountain like Achia Mountains is a very holy mountain. I believe. There are other mountains in Ghana. There are other mountains. All right? There are other mountains. But then it is not about going onto a mountain. He says, the time is coming and now is that they that worship the Lord must worship him in spirit and in what? In truth. He says he's seeking for true worshipers. You see? The hunger and the thirst. Don't throw away those promptings. It's a season of seeking God. Don't throw away and don't ignore those pricks in your heart. Get up. Spend some time in prayer. Come on, sit down. Take the Bible. Read some more. Meditate some more. Listen to messages some more. All of that is he beckoning you. Because he wants you to. Because he wouldn't just reveal himself. He hides himself. Am I? Praise God. Beautiful. Beautiful. Hosea 10 verse 12. Some admonishments from the word of God to seek the Lord. And remember, seeking him does not mean that he is lost. There are heights and depths in him. He wants to bring you deeper. He wants to take you higher. There must be a yearning, a thirst, and a hunger for more. Hosea 10, 12. Hosea 10, 12. He says, sow to yourselves in righteousness. Sow to yourself in righteousness. Prayer, you are sowing to yourself in righteousness. More of the word, you are sowing to yourself in righteousness. Reap in mercy. He says, break up your fallow grounds. Some of us, spiritually, we are dull. We need a change of levels. You realize that you don't feel God like before. It's time to break your fallow ground. Break your fallow ground. Some seeds want to sprout, want to break through, but the ground is hard. Break your fallow grounds. For it is time to seek the Lord. And when you seek the Lord, he says, till he come and rain righteousness upon us. You see, so once you seek him, there will be a rain. There will be a rain of his presence. There will be a rain of his attributes into you and through you. Yeah. Hallelujah. I pray for encounters for you, encounters for you, encounters for you. Let's look at Amos. Amos chapter 5 verse 4. A beckoning to seek the Lord. Glory. For thus saith the Lord unto the house of Israel, seek ye me, and ye shall live. Seek me, ye shall live. In any situation, remember, those that walk with God are those that seek him wholeheartedly. And I said, in your generation, whatever you are doing, you may suffer a lot of loss until you are walking with God. In the time of Noah, people of God, everything was out of place. God decided to destroy the whole earth. What happened to Noah? Because he walked with God, Noah also in his day shunned evil. Whilst everybody was going in a certain direction, He decided to walk with God. The Bible says he was just and perfect in all his ways. That means he lived according to God's standards. God's standards. Then what happened? When everybody was submerged in the flood, in the waters, the ark that was carrying him was up the waters. I pray for you. I pray for you. As you seek the Lord and walk with him, like Noah also in his days, I see you surviving any form of crashing that will come onto this earth. In any sector, may you not drown. As you walk with God, as you seek to follow his standards, you will be one that will survive anything that will come against this earth. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Somebody shout a living amen. I round up. You know, Noah was a very unique guy. I told you of the extra biblical text that you must be careful about. All right? So today I won't read you any. I don't want to choke you. But then something was said of Noah. Okay. When Noah was born, the room that he will be, when he opens his eyes, light will fill the room. His skin was so red. I believe Noah was dark. I believe Noah was not white like they show us in the films. Noah was dark. Red. He had red skin. Red, like you know, red. You know, we are not black, actually. Yes, you know. His skin was serious. And it is said in the prophecy of Enoch that the moment Noah was brought forth, he started praising God. The moment when the midwife held, Noah started, "Oh God, you are how holy are thou." There was so much uniqueness and awe about this Noah. It sounds like a story that is. No, but the question is that, what makes you think that Noah was the only one that was in his day, found that way? Is it not surprising? Do you know how many people that were on earth? And it was only him. Something unique was about this guy. It was then that Lamech, his father, went to ask Methuselah. And Methuselah had to now go to the extremities of the earth, later we'll discuss, to have an encounter with Enoch. Then Enoch spoke concerning Noah and the flood that will come. The flood was a prophecy. That is why Methuselah lived that long. The moment Methuselah died, Enoch was 595 when God said, build the ark. He preached to men for 120 years. Nobody minded him. They were bent on their own ways. This man, it was prophesied about that he was going to come, and in his days, the Lord will bring a flood, but the Lord, through him, will preserve he and his family, then the animals. He walked with God. He walked with God. When everybody was going wayward, he had his eyes on the standards of God. And because of that, the Lord also did his part. I said, remember, there's the human part and there's the God part. Today, I think I'll leave you with the human part. Go home with the human part. Let this week be for you a week where you crave for more of his revelation and more of an experience or experiences that you can point to that says, look, this is an experience of a man that is walking with God. Let there be a thirst and a hunger for more of him. I pray in the name of Jesus. Listen, he will satisfy you. When you find him, I said you will be satisfied. In the name of the Lord Jesus. It doesn't matter what you are going through. It doesn't matter what you are going through. It doesn't matter the tough times. It doesn't matter the hardship. Listen, our hearts must be yearning for more of him. As we yearn for more of him, yearn for more of him, yearn for more of him. Seek to know him more. Wake up with a song in your heart. Yearn to pray the more. Yearn to stay in the word the more. Yearn to know him. Yearn to get acquainted with his voice. That when a tap comes on your shoulder, when there's an awakening and you have to wake up and pray, it will be like the burning bush that Moses saw, that the voice of God will come to you. In those situations, his voice will come to you, and you will not miss his voice. You will not miss his voice. You will have a testimony that I heard the Lord's voice. I heard the Lord's voice. That voice will infuse some boldness. That voice would make you one that dares anything, and you will come out successfully in the name of Jesus. Let there be a testimony. Let there be a testimony that you walked with God. You walked with God. May you be a person of knowledge, full of wisdom and understanding. And may you be a person that has experiences, visitations, and encounters. I said, in that your situation, let there be a visitation. 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 That woman was barren. She had waited for so long, there was no child. But one day, a man appeared to him. A man appeared to him. May a certain man appear to you. When that man appeared to you, he said, you are going to have a child. Make sure there's no razor on his head. The woman went to tell the husband. A man came to me. I tell you. Then Manoah, the husband, prayed. If it is an angel that appeared to my wife, let him appear to me also. Look at something. Manoah didn't just accept the knowledge. He also wanted what? An experience. Then the angel came to Manoah and said, yes. Manoah wanted to further proof whether it was an angel. So he placed a sacrifice there. Then he manifested in fire and consumed it. Are you following the thing? An experience. Do you think Manoah will ever doubt that God had paid them a visit and they were walking with God? He will never doubt. Therefore, that great man Samson was born. He was not muscular. He was a slim guy, but his hair had never been cut. When he shows up, you see the visitation of God has come. Some of you are going to have some children. I pray that it will be like Noah. God will speak to you before that child comes. In the name of Jesus. You will have a child like Samson, that God will speak to you before that child comes. Maybe you say, I don't like Samson. It is the experience I'm talking about, not the character of Samson. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I see you having encounters that you will never recover from. I see you having encounters that will prove to you that indeed you are walking with God. You are walking with God. In that economic situation, may breakthroughs come that you will know you are walking with God. In those tough times, may things happen that will change your mind to know that indeed you are walking with God. I have prayed for you and I have prophesied unto your life. Let there be strange experiences that will give you that testimony you require, that indeed God is with me and I am walking with God. Go home with a heart stirred to seek the Lord, to know him more, to have experiences with him. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I want you to put your hand on your chest. Put your hand on your chest. Shogada bahasa. I want you to pray. Spirit of God, help me to respond to the promptings of your drawing me to come near, so that I may have more revelation and also experiences. In the name of the Lord Jesus, lift up your voice, talk to the Lord. The promptings, the movements, those unique seasons. Oh, Balagada Bahas. Mechanica Bahasa. May I have encounters I will never recover from. Visitations. Visitations. Hey. Visitations. Visitations. When he visits you, things will change. When you have an encounter, it will turn things around. What we need is an encounter with God. An encounter with God. An encounter with God. Come on, talk to the Lord. The psalmist said, what is man that thou visitest him? For you have crowned him with glory and with honor. I pray that you have a unique visitation that will cause you to ascend in your walk with God. Moda kashata, Lingadami Shotas. Yabiro Osh Ekredika Santa. Legerita Kasas. Levrana Bayakush Atadeahaya. Ontadahaya. Thank you, Lord. You want to pray? One more prayer. That Lord, as I walk with you in my generation, it doesn't matter how wicked this generation becomes, may I not be ashamed to stand for you. Like Noah in his day, all men had gone astray, but Noah found grace with God. Why? He was just and a perfect man in his generation. All his generations. You want to pray? May I stand for you in this generation. May I not follow the trend. May I be different in this generation. Lift up your voice. Pray. Talk to the Lord. Talk to the Lord. Different. In the medical field, may you be different. In the police force, may you be different. When all your friends are going wayward and they are doing things that are against the standards of the Lord, may you stand and say, I am different. I walk with God. May you not be ashamed to be looked at as a different person. When even they laugh at you, you will not mind, for you stand as a different one. A different one. Who walks with God? Who walks with God? Who walks with God? Who walks with God? May you be different from other politicians. May you be different. May you be different from other nurses. May you be different from other students. May you be different from other fashion designers. It doesn't matter. When they go wayward, you will stay with God. You will stay with God. You will stay with God. In the name of Jesus. Now I pray for you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord keep you. May you never ever be ashamed to be called his own. May you in your generations be known as one that walked with God. In the name of Jesus. May you be known as a just one. A perfect one. One that lived by the standards of the Lord. And I pray specially for you. May there be a yearning, a hunger and a thirst to know more of him. Whatever you do on this earth, in whatever profession, may you not be swallowed up by that thing that you don't have time to seek the Lord. May there be a hunger, a thirst, a yearning to know him more. And as you yearn, may you have experiences that you will never recover from. May you have dreams, visitations, encounters that you never recover from. But to get you into a deeper walk with God. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, you are blessed. You are blessed. May your name also be recorded in heaven, that this one was a man, was a woman that walked with God. It doesn't matter what comes against you or your profession or anything, because you walk with God. As Noah's ark was carried on the flood, so shall whatever you do be saved and be secure, because you walk with God. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. We bless you, Lord. In Jesus' name. God bless you for listening to today's message. If you want to give your heart to Christ, just say this short confession after me. Say, Lord Jesus, I believe in you. I believe you died, and on the third day, you were raised back to life, and you are alive. I confess with my mouth that Jesus, you are Lord. You are the Lord of my life. Even from this day forth, precious Spirit of God, help me to live for the Lord all the days of my life. God bless you. If you said that confession, you are a child of God. Make sure you are planted in a church that will raise you in the Word of God, so that you become a tree of righteousness that will bear fruit to the glory of God. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to The Shepherd's Voice with my Pastor Christian. We believe you have been refreshed by the Shepherd's Stream for a glorious living in Christ Jesus. You can get the messages of the man of God, Pastor Christian, on Facebook, Telegram, YouTube, Podcast, or Podcast Addict, all at My Pastor Christian or Shepherd's Stream Church. You may also call our helpline for the messages and the books of Pastor Christian, and for pure pastoral counsel and any other inquiry on 0540 953 017 0540-953-017. We also have the pleasure to invite you to join us in our glorious celebration services this and every Sunday at the Fresh Oil Assembly, Kumasi City Church, KCC, Edum, right opposite the GRA building, behind the Ejaba building. My Pastor Christian also comes your way with Shepherd's Stream Prayer Session this and every Friday at 6:30 p.m. at the church premise at Edum. You can also join in the prayer session via Facebook Live at My Pastor Christian. Come, pray, and experience the glory of God. God bless you. Shalom, shalom. Mm-hmm.